The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Silber, dayan and author of The Code of Jewish Conduct, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Bava Kama Daf Lamed Hey.
If a person says, I can't pay for these damages, I don't have any cash, okay, Beis Din will take, first of all, his removable articles, his metaltalin, and they will estimate their value, and he'll have to give those to the mazik. The mazik will have to give his metaltalin to the nizik, and the value will be estimated according to how fast the nizik could sell them here, you know, in his place. For instance, if you were to pay him back with second-hand shoes, a whole truckload of second-hand shoes, which has a certain value, you could send them to the barefoot people in India who would pay certain price, but shipping's expensive and there might be customs charges in India on second-hand shoes, I don't know. They do have some kind of value, but excuse me, over here, nobody buys second-hand shoes. If he stands here all day, all night in the marketplace for 3 months, he won't even be able to sell one pair of second-hand shoes. That is not something that has a price. Okay, I've damaged him. I'm a soap merchant. I will give him a truckload of soap. Okay, could he sell it here, right here, quite fast, for how much? That is how we will estimate the value of the soap that you want to give him. Does he have to go around knocking on doors? Does he have to travel from town to town? No, that's not how we measure the value of metaltalin. We measure the metaltalin how fast, how much will he be able to sell them for right here and right now. And that is how we'll estimate the value of your truckload of soap that you wish to give him. If there is no metaltalin, then he will have to, we will seize some of his karkois, his unmovable possessions, and we will estimate how much they're worth, and he will pay him like that. If the mazik died, then his yorshim, his inheritors, will have to pay from the metaltalin that they inherited from him. If he did not leave any metaltalin, they will have to pay from his karkois, but only from the ziburis, the cheapest and worst karkois that he owned. If two people damaged together, both of them caused the damage, and they both have to pay half each, if one of them runs off and did not pay or has no money, or it's impossible to get the money from him for whatever reason, there is a machlekas ha-poiskim whether we say ki heicha deleka lishtalumim hai mishtalam hai, whether if I cannot claim his half, so you have to pay me the whole thing. Do we say that or not? Two people damaged each other, so I caused you $80 damage, you caused me $85 damage, I have to pay you $80, you have to pay me $85. Usually, you'll just give me $5, and that would be okay. There are various dinim about two people who attacked one person, or five people who sat on a bench and it broke, or five people who put their luggage on the back of a donkey and it broke. There are dinim also about a person who fans the flames of a fire, or fans a gacheles, a glowing coal, and the air helped him, the natural wind helped him, or two people who fanned it together. These are halachas of two people who caused the damage together, who pays. I would like not to go into that right now. I'd like only to talk about the payment. A messenger, an emissary, a shliach. What happens if you ask a shliach, please go down the street to Reuven's car and smash it for me? You are potter, the shliach is chayev. This is called Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. The shliach should have realized that John told me break the car, and Hashem said don't break the car. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim. So you do not have to pay, John has to pay. If John is an akum, or he is a cotton, or a shoiter, and it's impossible to get the money from him, then there is a good chance that you have to pay. The poskim speak a lot about this. There might be a shliach l'dvar aveira in a case where the shliach is not a bar chiyuva. What about a shoima, a guard? You just asked someone, please watch over my boar. Please watch over my glowing coal. and he didn't watch over it, he is chayev. True, that if you give over your animal to a shoyma, he will only be called a shoyma. The achrayas shmira will only be if he has made a kinyan. However, and that means he did a meshicha or some kind of kinyan on the animal, that is legaba his concerning his chiyuvim of shmira, with the dinim that a shoyma has to pay for geneva v'aveda, etc. However, for the dinim of shmiras nizokim, please watch over my cow that it doesn't damage others. The minute he agrees to do so, and you went off to mincha and left him watching over your cow, he will become responsible for any damages which were caused by this cow afterwards. So if you told him, please watch my fire, my glowing coal, and you walked off to mincha because you relied on him, he agreed, and then he walked off to mincha and it burned down someone's factory, he will have to pay, not you. If it's a child, so cherishay tva cotton, if you gave over something that can damage the cherishay tva cotton, you remain chayav. You've not appointed the shomer, you still have to go on shomering. So, if there was a bocher in yeshiva, who on the last day of Hanukkah decides he wants the special inyonim of burning all his wicks, and he made a little fire on his wooden table in the dorm, and he had to run off to mincha before shkia, so he knocked on the room next to him, and he asked the bocherim over there, do you think one of you would be good enough to watch over my little fire till I come back from mincha? All you have to do is pop in every 5 minutes. It won't spread faster than that. And one of the boys said, yeah, fine. He went off to mincha. The boy carried on doing what he had to do, completely forgot to go to the neighboring room to check whether the fire had whether it set anything else alight. Sure enough, it set the whole room alight. It burned up sforim and clothes and beds, and the yeshiva had to redecorate the whole room and whatnot. The yeshiva says, the one who lit the fire has to pay. The one who lit the fire says, yeah, midin eish, midin ishoi mishum chitzoi, whatever, he has to pay all the damages. The one who lit the fire says, what do you mean? I appointed the shoyma. And he agreed to do it. Had he not agreed, I would have gone to find someone else. Let's be machayev him midin orov, midin groma. I appointed the shoyma. The shoyma says, I did no kinyan. I just nodded my head and agreed, but I did no kinyan. It wasn't my fire. Not good enough. You agreed to watch over the fire, and because of that, he was willing to leave it by itself, and he went off. You, when you accepted the responsibility of guarding that fire, he left, and from now on, you are chayev until you give back that responsibility to him. There is one other point that I would like to talk about. Hidden damages. Hidden damages. Hezek she'enoi nika. Hidden damages. How do we measure things which are hidden? So there is a sugya here in Haminyach about mazik shibudoi shel chaveiroi. There is a sugya of soyer shtorois of shel chaveiroi. I did not want to go into Groma and Garmi right now because those things are not really what we're talking about now. We will speak about it in Perek HaGoizel. But I do want to speak about Hezek She'enei Nika. There are a few sugyas in Shas about Hezek She'enei Nika in Baba Kama, Baba Basra, and Gittin. There are quite a few Shitois Rishonim in each of these sugyas. Generally, the Shulchan Aruch paskened, like the Rambam and the Ravid, that you do have to pay for Hezek She'enei Nika if you did it on purpose. Okay, and that's basically the Shach says like that too, and that's how we pasken. What is Hezek She'enei Nika? I threw a sheretz onto my friend's peiros or produce, and I made them tome. Even if the sheretz is right on there, and I see the sheretz on there, everyone sees the sheretz on there, it's still called Hezek She'enei Nika, because who says the stuff was Huchshe L'Kabel Tumah? So it's damaged him terribly, but it's not. You don't see anything. Even maybe cutting the edge of the ear of his animal that he wants to bring as a korban, a tomim animal, which is roll a korban, is worth a lot more than an animal that has a mum. You've scratched the edge of his ear, caused a slight blemish, which is a mum. He can't bring it as a korban. You've damaged it. Still, because most animals are not brought as korbanos, therefore that may be called hezek shena nika, even though it is visible. Certainly, if something is completely not invisible, like being menasech his wine, in a case where you could be menasech the wine, because it is hezek she'enai nika, and if you did it on purpose, you'll have to pay. A shoigeg by accident or an oinus will be potter from paying because it is accepted as a knas. It's accepted that it is called a knas. What would be if a sick person works in a restaurant and he's got a contagious illness, and he knows he's got this contagious illness, but he just couldn't resist, and he went over to that huge pot of food and he had a taste and another taste and another taste with the same spoon. Now, possibly his illness is on this food. The restaurant can't possibly sell it. They've just got to throw it all out. Is he chayev or is he potter? It would seem it's hezek she'enai nika. The food looks exactly the same as it looked a minute ago, but it may be contaminated and dangerous for other people to eat. So he would have to pay, according to the Rambam, the Rav, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shach, and that's how we paskin, he would have to pay. However, he probably only would have to pay the value of the actual food in a huge vat of food in the back of the restaurant. He wouldn't have to pay how much each individual portion costs on the plate inside the restaurant. Similarly, if the restaurant had to make an emergency order from a different restaurant and pay a lot of money for it, he wouldn't have to pay that extra. He only has to pay how much it would cost in a bright summer's day as normally. Okay, so hezek she'enai nika is chayev. What about if I put a fleishige spoon inside a piping hot milchige casserole, a klirishen, and I acid it? There wasn't shishim against it to be mevatlit. There are some poskim who say that this is hezek she'enai nika. And I will, if I did it on purpose, I'll have to pay. If I did it on b'shoigig, by accident, I will be potter. What about if I dropped a piece of meat into this milchige soup? I quick took out the meat, but there was no shishim, and the soup is osa. Some say that because when the meat fell in, it was nika, that has a din of hezek nika, and you'll pay even b'shoigig because adam would la'olam. However, the Rambam, the Ritva, the Ramban, they will all hold it is actually a minchas shlomo. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says they will all hold that it doesn't help being nika b'shas maisa because it is not the hezek, the damage is not nika afterwards. It doesn't help that what it was nika b'shas maisa, and it's still called hezek she'enai nika. Other hidden damages. What about, I smashed your car. Yes, it was worth $4,500, and now it's worth $4,200. I'm willing to give you $300. You tell me, hey, one minute, this was a rented car. The rental company, they don't just take $300 off my credit card because of this accident. They're going to take $800 because they take it to fancy garages to have it fixed over there in special ways because they have surcharges of this, that and the other, and I signed such a contract before I took the car. I have no choice. I have to give them the car back to them under those conditions, and I'm sorry, you didn't just damage me $300, you damaged me $800. Okay, who's right? What do you mean? I damaged you $300, the value of the car before, the value of the car afterwards, or I'm willing to repair it. The repair also costs $300. What do you mean the car company took $800 off you? That's because you're a shlemazel. It's nothing to do with me. And he says, no, what do you mean? You damaged me $800 because a rented car with this kind of depreciation is called a depreciation of $800, not just $300. Who's right? Well, the Rosh has a tshuva. They used to dance in front of chasanim on their horses, and they used to charge each other on these horses, and sometimes they damaged each other. If it was a fixed minig mitoich simcha, then maybe there would be stodim in the poskim to pata, like on Hoshana Rabbah eating someone's esrog, or on Purim out while you're dancing, knocking a cup off his table by accident, you might be potter. Okay. The Rosh doesn't see it that way. The Rosh says that they charged each other with horses. They have to pay the damages of the horses. Not only that, if this was a rented horse from a goy, and the goy has all these kinds of rules, well, it depends. If you did not intend to damage, you'll pay only the $300. If it was just an accidental crash, car crash accident, then you'll only have to pay $300. However, if you with intent took a hammer and smashed the windshield and whatever else and flattened, slashed two tires of this rented car, then because you damaged it with intent, you will have to pay the full $800 loss that your friend suffered. This may be compared, this is a Chuvas HaRosh and a Dogma Ravova brought in Simon Shinayin Ches. Maybe something which will be easier for everybody to understand is the idea of if I damaged a piece of jewelry and I was sure that it was only silver and it turned out to be gold, of course I have to, white gold, of course I have to pay the price of the damage of a gold one, not of a silver one, because I had no right to damage anything. And similarly, were I to damage your $60 camera, thinking it to be a very simple camera, and it turned out to be a very, very high-class, high-tech, professional camera worth $2,000, I had no right, no business to damage to damage any camera, and I jolly well have to pay the full value, even though I didn't know that this article was so valuable. I damaged it. I jolly well have to pay the full value. Okay, this is, we've said a little bit about hidden damages. I think we have to stop here for today. Shkoyach.
The following shiur has been presented by Harav Mendel Shafran, Av Bezdin in Bnei Brak, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Chazal will convey how Shishram is supposed to be used. And I'll do an 8 Kolim, how Shishram is supposed to be used. And today also disclosing how the Shisram is supposed to be used and what everyone has a right to do in Shisram. Then if it's driving, then if it's walking, then if it's putting goods in the Shisram, then if it's just putting down the Chumrei Bniyah.
Building materials.
Building materials when you want to build or throwing out solid Bniyah. He's telling how to use the Shisram. Shisram is a Makom. Which is the place that is supposed to be used according to the Klorim. The person that uses the Shram not to feed the Klorim is called Shulei B'Shus. He's using the Shram Shulei B'Shus. The person that uses the Shram the way it's supposed to be used is called B'Shus. It's to get two things, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. And if it comes out from that Nezek, what happens with the Chiv of the pay? The Mishnah says that if both of the shoes, both are using the way you're supposed to use the Shisram, like there are times when you got to run, you got to speed a little bit. Erev Shabbos ben Hashmosh, everybody's in a rush. Stam the Shisram usually in the middle of the week, you know, I got to run the Shisram. If one is running and one is walking, so the one is running when you're not allowed to, the one is running when you're not allowed to run, it's called Shulei B'Shus. Then it's walking. Is B'Shus. Now, if both are B'Shus, both are Shulei B'Shus, and one was Nizik from the other one, there? I think so. No, okay, the one is B'Shus, the one is Shulei B'Shus. The one that's B'Shus, said, the one that's B'Shus is Potter, one Shulei B'Shus is Chayev. It's most of the Shulei B'Shus. The one that's Shulei B'Shus, the most of the learned that that's only if one was nizik from the other one. But if one was mazik by mistake, Shulei B'Kavana the other one. So even the one that's B'Shus, if it's mazik Shulei B'Shus, he also chayev. The p'tur of B'Shus to the Shulei B'Shus is only if the Shulei B'Shus was nizik. Like he bumped into him and he was nizik. But if the B'Shus was mazik him, it's chayev. The Rambam holds that even if he was mazikim Shulei B'Kavana, he's not going to be mazik B'Kavana. Shulei B'Kavana is also water. It's a speculative din, and we're not going to be waiting a moment against the Rambam. Ramat Chizeh, the Shivay Bishus was Mazik, Bishus Yechayev, the Bishus was Mazik, the Shivay Bishus Boikavana, we caught it. That's B'deachval. Now, when we're talking Shivay Bishus, it's because he's using the Shirab in a way that might be Mazik someone else. But there are things like in Aragadun Shirab, Shivay Bishus, not because of the other people's walking, but not parking near a fire pump. That has nothing to do with using the shram. Somebody else that wants to walk, or somebody else that has to park, will not be able to park. The reason I have a pump before, a fire pump is because of fire sparking. You got to stand near a fire pump if you're sitting in the car. So he's standing there with shoes. He's not going to leave the car himself there by a fire pump. Somebody moves in near a fire pump and he bumps into him. It's the same bumping into him if the person is sitting in the car and is able to shoes, or is sitting in the car should able to shoes. So of course if Gabi, the other person that's driving there, it's not any car, Shnei able to shoes, and he's not a reality, and he's, it could be Masik, could be Chayat. And all the Chukei Tnua, whoever's over Chukei Tnua, it's called Shulei B'Shus. Somebody is parking not because of Chukei Tnua. He's parking not right because of you have to clean the street some parts of the week, or the fire pump. They have to do Shulei B'Shus for Gabi, they're using the Shulei B'Shus for the other person. The traffic was in Mechuv to Hodnarat Dina, the Mechisa Dina. It's as come as B'nei Amdina. Everything that B'nei Amdina are asking between themselves is Mechayev. That we call Keshet to Dina Mechisadina. Dina Mechisadina is things that are negated in Malchus. Things that negate the Tovus HaTzibur for themselves and between themselves. That's as common as B'nai Amdina. It is because of Chazal for such things. How the Tzibur should fear Zich. How the Tzibur should use their Rechush. How the Tzibur should use their Shasarabe. And all these things are common sense takonis for the Torah's etzibur, how people shouldn't get killed or shouldn't become nizik, or everybody should be able to use the streets in a way they shouldn't disturb the other one. That's Katrila about listening to these words. Now, if you're mazik already paying, of course, up in this din of mazik, of momen mazik and the odom mazik. Momen mazik is like if the car rolled down the road by itself, you didn't park it good. Or the car got on fire, or something happened that the age or board that happened. And other mamazik is if a person drives the car, that's other mamazik. Moment of mamazik apidin is not chayv on tzar, not on ripui, not on shevis, not on boishes, only nezik. That's apidin. Other mamazik is chayv chemishu dvorim, but also has different ways to shatz the nezik, how much a person is worth less. The older the person is, the less he's worth. But al pi chok, the chok is mechayev to pay the way they mechayev to pay, the way they shatz zokim, and you chayev to pay that apidin also. And the reason is poshut. The shusram belongs to the tzibur, and the tzibur has a right to be kaveh who should use the shusram and how it should use it. The tzibur has a right to say, I don't let you use the shusram in motor highway. Only if you either pay every nezek you make in that way of being marich the nezek, like shatz nezek and ripui, to the max the help the person is going to have to help all his life. Everything that they shatz nezokim. And for dugma, my private house, I can give away my private house for rent, that amount of 8 of his ones, and I can say no, I let you in for free, but you're going to pay for using my house, that every nezek you make, even groma the groma, even though even that you put it up within, you're going to pay every nezek. That's what you're supposed to. That's what you're mischayv to pay for using my house. Then if you mazik, you're chayv because of the ischayvus. Let's make it more clear. Ischayvus like that, you pay from bainness. Mazik pays from idis. Everything that is not chayv up within, only because of his ischayvus, he's going to pay from bainness. Because it's a schaiv, it's not a tzirchus mazik, it's a schaiv to pay. The Shusram belongs to everyone. We like to use the Shusram for free, but not free in Gansen. With his chayv is to pay every nezek you make that the laws mechayv you. And not only you're going to pay, you're going to have bituach insurance that's going to pay for you every nezek you chayv. In other words, for using the Shusram, to get a rishayon, a license to use the Shusram, only if you're going to make insurance and pay every month or every year the insurance, that they should pay every nezek that you make. And after that, you got the rishayon and you made a nezek, the nezek has a right to mourn you or the insurance because of the ischayev is your mischayev. And you're going to mourn katchila. If he wants to come privately and pay everything the insurance is going to pay, everything the law is mechayev, he wants to pay from his pocket, he's got to do it. Sometimes it's kedai. But apidin, the nizik is allowed to be tovei him and the insurance company. The maximum he can get that he's got to take. He's not got to gamble from insurance company. He's not got to make the nizik different than it really is, bigger or worse than it is. But whatever it is, you got to make. You got to be tovei. That's when we once had a mindset in Bezen. A bus company called Dan. A driver, Rachmon Hatzlan, killed a woman, an older woman, on Rechov Chazanesh. And she left off a few Simon. Her husband, the older man, and left a few Simon in the house. Somebody gave them an aid to go to the tribe with her. She went to one Bezen, another Bezen that came to Bezen to us, and they took a turn of Bani. He says he wants to come to Bezen. I asked him, are you going to tie and come with the Rav Menei? You're probably going to tie and come with the Rav Menei. I told him, don't worry, I'm going to mechayev you even if it's coming, you're going to tie and come with the Rav Menei. He killed the person. If he killed the person, he's brought from every chiyev moment. Only got seti day shemayim or tfisa, maybe it helps. So he said, no, I'm not going to tie and come with the Rav Menei. But why are you not going to accept such a tie? The Bechoyks are showing him if common the Rabban is only chiyuvim that the person is not mischayev himself. Chiyuvim that the person is mischayev himself, ani mitchayev, he's chayev. Even there's a chiyuv misa on that, in that moment that becomes mechoyev the geld. The chiyuv of mazik that we, as we spoke a few minutes ago, is he's mischayev to pay. His chayev is to pay whatever is in the mazik. So even if it's come with the rabbanei, he's also used mischayev to pay. And the rishonim hold that his chayev is, there's no come with the rabbanei by his chayev. That's number one. Number two, this chayev to pay is already was before, not now. I'm mischayev shasa mechuyev misa. Shas, I get the Rishiyon, I'm mischayev to pay everything that I'll be mazik. The moment that he was mazik is not the moment that he becomes mechuyev. The mischayev that he was mischayev before that, that's the zman of the chiyev. So there's a few sort why it's not going to become of the rabbanei, besides the reason that tfisa helps. And that's a way of happening. Money is a way of making the tfisa. Avopi and Aragaramon chap through a goy. That's only with the chash that the goy will be do more nezek than he's allowed to do. By being tovei an insurance company, or the through the court, of course, because the insurance company doesn't pay not through court, to Bezen, there's no chash that they're going to take money from someone, shoyken din. So you let them on. Even if they killed someone, and there's no common drama over here.
Go to Bezen first?
No, the insurance company is not ready to go to Bezen and is not having it. You can't, even the mazik, if you want him to Bezen, you're doing him an avla. Because you want him to Bezen, Bezen is going to be mechayev him. Who's going to pay for him? Bezen is going to be mechayev $100,000. The insurance company is not going to give him a cent. They only give money if you go to a bet mishpat. The mazik doesn't really understand what he's doing, unless he thinks that Bezen is going to be potter.
If he knows his Bezdin is chayiv, he's not going to go to Bezdin. Because the insurance company is not going to pay for it. So Gatchil, when the Matzah comes to Bezdin, he's coming at that not to pay. He's coming at that not to pay. He's not coming to pay. To pay the insurance company that goes to, he goes through court. Most Chukei Tnua, Chukei Tnua is
traffic
laws, have Mekoiris or Demyonis in Din also like that. Like Shmur Merchak, or when somebody stops suddenly, he has to be
warned
that he's stopping. You know, that he stops suddenly. The person that drives wild is a roidif. And the roidif, you're supposed to warn him once, you warn him twice, and he doesn't listen. You're at it, be with the mishtara, the police, whoever you're supposed to be with. This person is a dangerous driver. It's like taking off of a mazik in the streets. This is a mazik. Every mazik you can take off the streets is it's always the nefoshes. We're not talking about a mazik of moment here, we're talking about mazik nefoshes. A person that the red light doesn't mean anything to him is a Mesukam person. I saw in a sefer that's very, very kitsuni, that he writes if you see someone that's driving into an intersection, the red light, you gotta shoot him like a roidev. You gotta shoot him. If you can shoot him before, you gotta shoot him. I'm not tasking like that, but even though it's not so fortunate, you see someone going into a red light, it's very, very shchiach, he should kill someone. Or get killed.
He's driving while he's shikr.
A shikr that drives is Mesukan. He misaken people. He's a dangerous person. He's a mazik. He's a Meshugan with a gun in the hand. I saw in a sefer, Chai Behem, that he writes, just like there's a din of shikr al yoyre. Said, that means anything that you need shikr or das. You need the das would be very tzagul. A shik is not a gada. If driving, everybody knows a shikris is very dangerous for driving. The das is not so tzagul. The sikunim, the sikunim that he takes, are risk. Much bigger. The risk that a shik takes is much bigger. His seeing is not so. Good. He doesn't see the whole break. He only sees very, very small, very, very narrow. A shikr is a mesukun gizah for driving, and if he's doing the shikr al yoyre, so shikr al yinhog. Kids, he's doing something that's misaken people, and you know, I gotta do it. I remember I rose Mulumel almost 50 years ago. Almost. I rose Mulumel.
America.
Yeah, Tom's from around. Tom's
from around.
So we went to Bukama. So he said, three people went to Bukama. One person goes to Bukama, he comes out from Bukama. How much was our Makbudan Bimazik? How he's supposed to be Makbudan Bimazik person, Grumma Benazok and also. And what's the Shemaim? Grom is also Grom of the Grom. Be Mazik someone far away. Haimor man the boy may have received the Zorbe Bugged in Zik. That's how he comes out from the Kama. Another person comes out from the Kama. Shem Beregos Potter and Shisarab, Boris Potter and Kevin, Ages Potter and Tomon, Ken is Chotzi Nezek, Odom Mazik Grom is Potter, Gramiz and Machoikis. How to make it should be shy with the bag, you should be put away when you get when you take a shmira, all kinds of things. And there's a person that he goes into Bukama, he comes out the same, he went in. Didn't teach him anything, he didn't learn anything from it. As a Ryan, as always, as a Ryan, as always, as a Ross. That's what he said. When she died, and that's what he told us. A person that learns Masechta, like Baba Kama, Matzia, every Masechta is supposed to be mashpian in the Chiyuvi, what the Chazal want to bring in, when the besides the Halachas, this is an overall look how Chazal looked at things, how Chazal the status for Chazal and things, and what they want to teach us here. And the person that gets to the Masmirim, but take out the how to be a dryer. Drushus Ram. Drushus Ram. In the Ram of Drushus. He explains why, that a lot of times we think that the Dinim Omenes, the Chukayamim are more tsubitas, more Tsechudik, more Svorodik, more Yoshidik. All these Torah that Eish has and Bor has and Chutzinezek has is how to pay the mazik and all these things are not so to be past Chayei Chevra. So he says the Dinim Omenes from the Torah has two more Torahs. One, the Seder Tziburi Bemet, but one is Pnimiyas and Hechel Zachen, and that's the Rotzna Amiti from the Torah. But Bisman as Sanhedrin, Bisman di was Malchus, is Dinei HaTorah. And Dinei Malchus, for Tikkun HaMedina, for Tikkun HaTzibur, the Melech used to make the konis that's for the Seder HaMedini, what's Torah for the Tzibur. If you saw that there's people not Makbid on Eish, he used to be Mechayev on Tom on Eish. So the Revach is, we have both Revach. We have the Revach that the Bezn or the Dinei HaMalchus could make the corners for Torah for Tzibur, what's Torah for Tzibur. But the Dinei HaTorah, the Emes is these Dinei Momenes. That's the Ramas, when she drush Saram. It's good to be Mati Devotion, it's a very nice version over there. In Emes, and all these things has for us. It has for us. Shai Wabayim has a Svara, and there is for us. Tom and Beish has for us. Imagine Tom and Beish would be Chayev. How do you know what was burned?
How do you know if it would be Chayev?
Yeah, the Torah Patkos, you never know what was burned. Mm-hmm. A lot of the Zok, we see what happened. But the Eish is burned. It's not there no more. Mm-hmm. So Tom and you never know what was there. The Torah Gepat of Tom and Torah Kemenish Mechayev and Tom and the guy writes was for Ben Devon. At Amazon, it got up, we owned all the it got up. He had money there. He had this, he had that. Okay, Kalim spotted with Bar. Usually when a behemoth walks in the street with Kalim, the boss is there along with him. So he's supposed to watch, shouldn't he fall in? Mm-hmm. Supposed to watch where he walks. A behemoth guide with Kalim is up in the car, guide the Balamit. Or Shai with Balam spotted. Why Shai with Balam spotted? Because the Balam was there, he should watch himself for things. Only if the Bible is mistalic, he gives it to you, then the Shomer is Chayev. There is Sforos, everything has Sforos, but when you learn the Halachos, then the Sforos are not important here. There is a Sforos, but the Din drives it in.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.